Happy Tuesday morning to everybody. Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd on the mic, doing another segment, a new segment called Tipsy Tuesday. And so we're just going to get rocking with some new Rock Slide articles. Travis Bertrand just finished the Cooler Showdown that he does every year. We're going to get him on here pretty dang quick, like next week. So he just posted a article about Yeti versus Canyon coolers. He kind of had the edge to Canyon there a little bit, but they were pretty dang close, so you're just going to have to read it and figure out which one you want to get yourselves, but both great coolers. Ryan Avery, the hardest man on gear alive, just reviewed the Yeti Panga 75 and had some really good things to say about it. That's basically a gear bag that Yeti came out with in their Uninsulated series. And, just a good solid bag that's waterproof. That's important for a lot of things. So there's that. And then, I just reviewed the Outdoorsman's Fluid Head, and that came out yesterday. And, that was an interesting article as well. The only real bad thing I had to say about that head was it was $700, which it is expensive, but, that head comes in at 23 ounces, handles, 20 pounds and does it really well. Is an extremely smooth head, all made in the USA. Of course, Outdoorsman's supports hunters, so that's another plus there. And just a really unique head, covers everything I need to do with my with my videography media business all the way up to the mountain. So I only have to have one head. I'll swap legs to a little bit bigger, heavier, sturdier set of legs if I'm doing like a wedding or something. But then I just swap it over to the medium legs from Outdoorsman's, or like the slick 634 tripod legs. And we roll with it and it works really well. So go check that out. And then some other ones I had pop up, Scouting a New Area, Tips from a Pro by Jim Carr. That's a really good article as well. I think it was released this year, a couple of months ago maybe, but that's been an extremely popular article and it's a really good one. So you should head over and check that out. And then, another one that was actually, I looked, that was super popular, but it hasn't been out for, it was released a long time ago, I think like 2013, is The Red Zone by Jared Blumgren. And, Jared's a writer for Rockslide, super knowledgeable dude, and he kills a lot of stuff, and so he just talks about being in that red zone. So that's a really good one to hop over and read while season is coming up so close and a bunch of you are getting ready to go dive out on hunts. So good articles there. And then some hot forum threads, backcountry first aid and survival gear with Travis Bertrand. That's a really good forum thread. Travis also put an article out about that, and we're actually going to talk about that with him next week. But it's kind of controversial because Travis doesn't carry a tourniquet with him, and he has some reasonings for that we're going to dive into. But a lot of people do carry a tourniquet, and there were some other things I think that people wanted him to carry that he didn't. So that's a really interesting one, and coming up so close to season, that's one you should really tune into and kind of see what people are saying back and forth. And then we'll get that episode with him out about that kind of as soon as we can before everybody starts heading into the backcountry. For rifle guys, there was one in the rifle or in the firearm section that says, is the 300 Win Mag dead? And the most of the consensus was it is not even close to dead. And I would agree with that. It's very well alive. News. So there wasn't much news over on Go Hunt, but they did have an interesting article about managing heat on summer hunts. And with the heat that we've been having this year, it'd be a really good article just to read, maybe catch a couple tips on. And if you're going on a really early summer hunt, like antelope, of course, you could tune into that and maybe just pick up a couple of things that could help you from overheating, I guess. So moving on, seasons coming up. A lot of seasons are actually open in the U.S., and which is pretty cool. I've been seeing a couple of pictures of sheep and mountain goats especially. So, yeah, it's August 6th, yeah, today. And Nevada Deer Archery opens up pretty dang soon. I think even like on the 9th or something they open. There's at least one unit in Wyoming that Archery Mountain Goat is open, I know. And some others are opening super, super soon. Antelope is coming right up the 15th in Wyoming. Colorado Deer and Elk is opening up August 31st. And, you know, Utah opens for deer and elk over the counter August 17th. So, people will definitely be shooting some velvet deer in that, which is going to be pretty cool. So looking forward to seeing all those pictures. Be sure to tag us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is just at Rockcast Podcast, and tag us in those and let me see them. Cause I'm getting pretty antsy to get out. My first hunt is going to open September 1st. So that's going to be a good one. All right. And then rolling on to the hot minute. I am going to talk about how to fix, how I think it's important to at least learn how to fix certain things on your bow before you go into the backcountry. Very basic things that can save you, just a ton and a half of time during the middle of your hunt if that thing were to break. So, but before that, just like 5 minutes ago, I responded to a question on the Rockslide forum about, we did a gearless podcast with Dustin Whitwer last week, and he talked about, or we kind of both talked about, some of the food items that we're bringing. I mentioned that I really like Peak Refuel. The person who asked the question looked at Peak Refuel and basically said, do you eat the whole package as one meal, or do you split it up into the serving sizes? Because, you know, Peak Refuel, there's a bunch of other ones. Mountain House, you know, it says 2.5 servings of food in a Mountain House package, when in reality, it's probably enough that you're going to want to eat it by yourself. You're not going to want to split it with anybody, especially after a long day. So that's basically just what I told him is on any kind of the freeze dried. If it's, you know, I eat the package, and I think pretty much a lot of other people do too. They don't split it up into the serving sizes because it's going to be too small. But if you really do want a smaller serving size, Walmart actually carries, I would normally never tell somebody to go to Walmart, but it's the only place I've ever seen them. They have one serving or single servings sizes packages of Mountain House. And so, yeah, you can get them there. Obviously, they're smaller. I think they're, well, they should be cheaper. I think they are. And basically, that's a double-edged sword, though. If you go into Walmart and you're like, oh, I just need to pick up a couple Mountain House meals for a late trip or something, and you go in and just grab them without looking at the package, you could get a single serving size when you want to be getting the bigger serving sizes. And I know because I did that in Arizona, and I ate the thing and was like, geez, they've really cut down on how much they put in these things. And then I looked at the package and it said one serving, and I was heartbroken. So, cause I had to do that for like 4 or 5 days. So, that's a good tip there. You can get one servings if you want, but if you're relying on Walmart to get you your Mountain House meals, you need to look at the serving sizes. So cool. Moving on. Learn my hot minute tip here is learn how to fix certain things on your bow. And then to go kind of go along with that, mark some things on your bow, like with a permanent marker, to where you know that's where that thing should be. And if it's not there, then something's probably moved. Because, you know, especially if you just go outside and shoot your bow a bunch of times and then you go set it in the house. I mean, it hasn't really been beat up. And you strap that thing to your to the back of your pack and you start walking through brush and you're carrying it in your hand and you're smoking it on rocks or whatever on the way up. Things can move. So you just want to be very conscious about that. So honestly, YouTube is like the best resource for this. The biggest ones that I always rewatch YouTube videos before I go out and make sure and practice them too, and just make sure I know how to do them. Tying a D-loop. Super important. We were on a 3D shoot this year and my D-loop broke, and it didn't really break. It broke, I guess. Some of it was probably because I didn't fray the ends as well as I should and like mushroom them out. And so that was my bad. But that could happen to anybody. I mean, even if you take it to a pro shop, things happen, right? And that's just kind of the way it goes. So if your D-loop breaks, like, and you're 7 miles back and you don't have any D-loop material with you, and you don't know how to tie one, like, you could have to come 7 miles out and then drive how many ever hours just to find a pro shop, and, like, God forbid it's on a Sunday, and then, you know, for them to literally be like, okay, and tie a D-loop in like 30 seconds, and then you're out the door again, but you've lost a ton of hunting time. So that's a big one. So I carry D-loop with me, and then I also carry like a couple of pre-cut sections that'll be a little bit long for a D-loop, but will give me room for air. So I carry a couple of those, and then I also carry a section of D-loop for my rest. I'm using a Trophy Taker Smackdown Pro dropway rest, and it's limb driven. You can get them cable driven or limb driven. Both of them you're going to need some kind of a cord for. There's that. And then, you know, the other thing, tie your D-loop in. We actually just had, this is pretty good. We just had a hunter last year that in the middle of the day before we went to put him out, he gave me a call and he's like, hey, so I was shooting my bow and my peep sight flew out. And I'm like, dang, that's not good. So he just asked me where the nearest pro shop is. And I'm like, man, I mean, Rapid City. And that's 2.5 hours from here, one way. So you're going to completely miss an entire day just to go up and get your peep sight thrown back in. So I had another peep sight. And if you had to go somewhere, you could probably go to like Walmart and just grab a peep sight. Sometimes that's kind of nice to keep things like that there. But you can get a peep sight. And then you'd actually, you know, you could at least put it back in. The tricky part is putting it back in. And I did find a little thing called a string splitter, from Cabela's. And it works. I've done it before. I did it with that guy's. I've done it with one of my bows too. And to put a peep sight in when you didn't have a press. And I mean, I'm not like recommending it, but they do sell the thing and it does work because I've tried it. So I just throw another peep sight in to my pack when I go back there, and then that string splitter too. It's just little. I'll just link to it in the description. I think it would get you by. I know people are probably shaking their head at me right now. I'm sorry, but it does work because I've tried it. So you can at least put your peep sight back in, and then again, get on YouTube and learn how to tie that thing in. The way that I tie mine in is the way that Levi Morgan on YouTube taught me to tie it in. And I've done like 3 or 4 of them that way now, and they've never moved. So they tie them in really well. So I wouldn't ever guess that one of mine is going to like fly out, but it's nice to know just in case something crazy does happen, because crazy things do happen. So do that. And then of course do the things like the extra Allen, you know, the specific Allen wrenches for things, whether it be your pins, things on your sight that you want to make sure are locked down before you go out on the trip. Make sure to just lock everything down in your bow. Make sure nothing's loose. Everything's how you want it to be. Everything like that. Extra knocks are nice too for your arrows. Just throw some extra knocks in there. And even one thing that I used to do, I don't really do it now, 'cause I just bring more arrows with me. You can even take like that quick fletch. I don't remember who makes that. But it's basically like it's a wrap with fletching attached to it that you buy from the store, and then you heat water up, like you get it boiling or pretty dang near boiling. And then you put that wrap over the back, like the shaft of your bow, right where your fletching needs to go. And then you dip it in the hot water and it like shrink wraps. And I mean, I'm not saying it's like perfect, but it would work. You know, it could be better than not having, you know, a usable arrow. So just some things to think about. And I would hate to have to walk all the way out just to drive to a pro shop to get something fixed. That's pretty simple. So, beyond that, you really lose me on bows. You really do. So, but I do try to make sure I know how to do those things so I can not only fix it for myself if something happens, but like if somebody else is back there, you know, on their very first trip and their friggin' bow breaks and they could hardly get back there in the first place, it'd be nice to be able to fix that for them. And so that's all good. So YouTube is your friend. Just watch videos on that. There's a ton of them out there. I actually think Go Hunt just did an entire series of setting up a bow. I haven't watched any of those yet, but they are out there. So give those a listen. And stay tuned, of course, for other episodes coming from us this week. On Thursday, we are going to drop one with Matt Weimer about understanding sleeping bag ratings. And we're also going to talk about sleeping pad ratings in there as well, because they do matter. It's a full system. It does matter. Stay tuned and hit that subscribe button. Make sure to keep checking in to rockslide.com. Go sign up for the forums and get in on the information that's in there. Get in on the discussions. And yeah, just be sure to, you know, follow us on any social media platforms that you guys are on. And yeah, I try to keep like question things coming on there. So when we have guests on, we can ask them some certain questions. So that's what we got. You guys have a great Tuesday. If you are hitting the hills pretty soon, good luck. And be sure to tag us in your photos. And yeah, stay tuned for the next one. Thanks, guys.